la présidente. Thank you very much, Chair. The last statement of Yemen. Thank you, Ambassador. Clearly, what you have described and what we know of the situation is that it is by now a human tragedy of major proportions. So the priority has to be on stopping war, stopping conflict, and may I use this word, rescuing people before it is too late. I do hope that parties to that conflict will show responsibility and concern in order for this to happen. And I hope that meanwhile, while negotiations hopefully progress towards that goal, which we haven't seen so far, humanitarian organizations can have access to the victims of a conflict that has, as I said yesterday, blatantly disregarded the lives of civilians. I thank you, Ambassador, for highlighting that in this context, it is important not to forget that there are refugees in Yemen, in addition to Yemenis that are suffering from the war. There are refugees that need support from Somalia and other countries, and we continue to work with them, but we face the same problem as for the rest of the population. I'd like to thank Qatar for having described its various humanitarian initiatives, which we hope will continue and grow. And I would like to flag here the important attention that Qatar pays to education projects, something that is extremely important in this new context of linking humanitarian with development. Many thanks to Brazil for the commitment that it has described in its statement to the basic principle of refugee protection, but commend also the concrete application of those principles that that Brazil is applying, for example, as was mentioned, through the new migration law. And I would like to commend Brazil also for the leadership in among other countries that it exercised in the pioneering work towards the Global Compact, which the region is conducting. And thank you for inviting me to the Brasilia meeting. I do hope that I will be able to participate. Moving to Asia, I'd like to commend once more, as we've done in past years, Nepal for the long hospitality that it has afforded to refugees from Bhutan, and thank also the resettlement countries, which were mentioned, for having accepted so many Bhutanese refugees. And let me also stress that it is important to work towards a solution for the remaining number of Bhutanese refugees, a solution which I hope will include some voluntary repatriation. Korea is every year becoming a more substantive and important partner, not just through increased contributions, which of course is very important, but also through very valuable suggestions, as were made in the statement, in particular in respect of financial instruments. Thank you, Ambassador, because I think we will take note of some of the suggestions you made, but thank you also for the important financial support that you're providing to UNHCR. En Afrique, je voudrais féliciter le...
And regarding Africa, I would like to note Senegal and thank them for offering a very strong vision in their statement regarding the response to the crisis to be built on solidarity and international cooperation. We're talking here of the very foundation of the Global Compact, which we wish to see next year, and I would like to congratulate and thank Senegal as well as all others who have offered their support for that initiative.
I would like to assure the United Kingdom, one of our strongest supporters, that we are fully aware of the need for constantly improving our effectiveness, hence the reforms that I have described yesterday in my opening statement, and assure the United Kingdom, just to quote the ambassador's statement that we do challenge ourselves to do better, and we will continue to do that. But to do that, we will also need the support of donors. It's something that we have to do, or of donors and other countries. It's something that we have to do in partnership. Je félicite la...
I also thank France for the roadmap described in their statement, which covers all aspects of the interventions that are necessary if we are to overcome the problems and challenges created by the flows and movements of populations through Africa and up to Europe. I would like to thank France for having opened this very important debate with that proposal. Next Monday I will be in Paris, and I hope I will have the opportunity to speak with the President of the French Republic and members of his government. Without a doubt, we want to continue to work with France and other European countries on this initiative. I would also like to thank France for the intention expressed here so clearly to overhaul asylum policies. As they stated, we will be at your side. This is critical work within the limits of our terms of reference. We wish to make a contribution to this important effort.
Croatia, for a very well articulated statement, and for having mentioned the importance of continuing to support the refugee housing program, which is the foundation of the solution of very old refugee problems in the Balkans, as was mentioned yesterday also in the statement of Montenegro. Thank you very much, and we will continue even beyond the cessation clause period to ensure the support of this program. And finally, many thanks to the Czech Republic for having confirmed their increased financial support, and commend the emphasis that was put in the statement on global agreements and cooperation beyond the Global Compact on Refugees to the other set of global agreements that should be shaping international responses to global crisis. Thank you.
Thank you, High Commissioner.